This week's episodes are sponsored by the Roland Corporation, makers of fine electronic musical instruments, like the Roland FR4X, the latest in digital accordion technology. Using the same powerful sound engine as the flagship FR8X, the 4X goes even further. It has a MIDI output as well as an onboard recorder to save your performances directly to the USB stick. Boasting 37 keys and 120 left-hand buttons, the Roland FR4X is light and compact, which makes it perfect for touring. In fact, wacky man Weird Al Yankovic uses the model in his most recent tour. Besides fast response and high sensitivity from its bellows pressure sensing circuitry, the 4X has over 37 preloaded accordion sounds. Or, if that's not your thing, it has 162 other orchestral sounds, 32 organ sounds, and even 3 drum sounds. The amazing Roland FR4X, for when you want to look like you're playing an accordion, but you don't want to sound like you are.
When you only have seconds, I'm having 20/3. When I go to get my shoe shine, I gotta take their word because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Jim, really, really fat. You
know, welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
You can do it.
Go. Oh, hello.
Hey.
I don't know. We're all looking at you. There's going to be an announcement.
Is there going to be a third sound here?
I was in the hot seat for a second there.
Right?
We don't really have a guest procedure. So
I know. We just kind of wait for him to say something.
Something.
Hey, yeah. who do
Adam
you got here?
Jumped right in with the woohoos. So it was kind of like, whoa.
I've listened to too many podcasts that wait like the first 5 minutes before they get to their guest. Yeah. So I thought maybe it'd be a bigger buildup.
Nope. No, we don't build up anything here.
No buildup. our friend Matt is with us.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
So he'll be here for a couple of songs and it's going to be lots of fun, I think.
It better be.
Yeah. Matt's a big Weird Al fan. So.
It's true.
He heard I was doing a podcast on Weird Al, and he's like, I got to be on that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, sir.
That actually is how it happened.
Exactly. Fat from Even Worse, 1988. The single came out the same day. The B-side was You Make Me.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was recorded on February 18th, 1988.
Okay.
If that matters at all.
It does. It matters to someone.
It mattered to him. He had to be in a studio at that time.
Right?
Yep.
So it had to matter.
You're right. You're right. So it mattered.
You can't argue with that.
Obviously, I mean, if you're listening to a Weird Al podcast, you know it's a parody of Michael Jackson's Bad.
Yeah.
This
is, what would you say, his first comeback?
This is his first comeback.
Number one comeback song.
Because Polka Party was kind of a down note.
Yeah.
Even though there's some great
We've talked about some of the stuff on there, but it just didn't go over well. I think, and we've talked about this. I think focusing on the polka in the title was probably not the best choice for him.
Yeah, marketing wise, probably not the best move.
So I feel like this is also interesting because this album cover is his first real parody of an album cover, and I think that you sort of see the polka didn't really work, so I'm going to go heavy on marketing and like really parody. Make this make sense, so that way people know that.
I'm still doing parodies, not polkas.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
If you think about it, Polka Party, it does make you think, oh, this album is going to be all polkas.
Right?
Yeah. Even though I enjoy maybe one on the album, maybe I don't want to hear all. That's like the casual listener may not want to hear all polkas.
It was a rushed album and it didn't do well. And it sent him in a downward spiral of depression and fear and loathing. And he may have never come back again if not for this song.
If not for Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Again.
He went to his house one day. Michael Jackson knocked on his door, dragged him out of bed. He was covered in Cheetos and Twinkies. And Michael Jackson, you need to get out of here, funk. I have a song. I wrote it just for you. This song is not really for me, but I parody. You can parody it really well. I'm going to even make a video really good for you to parody. And it'll be all for you. And yay. Want to go swing? That's exactly
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Jackson just walked into the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, I recorded that years ago.
Wow.
He recorded that for me. Then he said, "My life is over.
Into the future.
He said, that's it. My career has peaked. I'm gonna die now." I walked off into the sunset and like, "Bye now, bye. Don't be ignorant."
Wow,
it's starting to scare me.
Okay.
Anywho, that's exactly how it happened.
Al's parody made it to 99 on the top 100.
That's insane
for him at that point.
How is that not number like 5, seriously, at least? It was everywhere. This song was huge. How did it only get to 99? That blows my mind that it was that low.
Yeah. It's strange, but that's what happened.
But I think it was, at that point, like you said, it was probably cool that he was even on
Yes. Top, that yeah, he was probably thrilled to death to be back in the top 100. You know.
He was thrillered to death. Oh,
wow. It wasn't bad.
You're welcome.
It's going to be the worst podcast ever.
Even worse.
Even worse than the last one.
I
yeah.
drove all the way over here. You're stuck with
it now. But no, man, this yep. this was great. And like you said, the album, if you put, I love it was in stores right next to, he had it in stores right next to Bad. Yep. So you'd go in there and you'd see Bad, and then right next to it, even worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. I remember being in the store and seeing that set up when I grabbed my copy, danced out of that record store.
Took it home with, oh man, Michael Jackson, I got to go back.
Yeah, wrong one. I was too much of a hurry.
The video for this is amazing, like you kind of mentioned.
Oh my
gosh. I mean, sorry, like Michael kind of mentioned a couple seconds ago. And it actually won the best concept video in 1988.
The original one? Or Weird Al?
He won a Grammy. Weird Al.
At the Grammys?
Won a Grammy.
Wow.
For best original video concept. I didn't even know Grammys could be made. I didn't even know they had video Grammys. But
I think it was early on.
Yep. Yeah. It's directed by Levy, because he does all of his videos for the most part in the early.
Yeah.
Lots of cool things about this. Dude. Well, first of all, I mean, obviously, Michael, you went to Michael Jackson a second time and was like, hey, I have another idea for this song. And of course, Michael Jackson says yes.
Of course.
Which is weird. And I have something to talk about in a little bit, I think, at the end of this episode.
The end. Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
Suspense.
He
loved the idea so much and he loved Eat It, but he loved the idea of Al doing another one so much that he actually let him borrow the set that he had recreated for his movie Moonwalker.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's the set isn't the original set Michael Jackson filmed Bad on, but it's a set that he recreated for a video piece of Moonwalker.
Oh. Okay.
So if you watch that, it's a little weird too. It's kind of strange because in Moonwalker, he basically redoes his video, but with kids. Uh-huh. And so the video itself is almost a parody to begin with.
That's so weird.
Because it's little kids doing all the stuff.
I was wondering why he still had that set. Like, what does he have in his backyard? Exactly. He just wander through it in the middle of the night?
He recreated it for
that
thing. That
never made sense to me, like, why he still had that set hanging around and completely ready to go for Weird Al.
So it was several years later.
Yeah, it wasn't that long after. It was pretty close.
It wasn't the next
within
day.
Within a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Longer than it should have kept a set around.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was back there with all those other things in his yard.
Well, we all know sets have an expiration date.
Yeah, they fall apart. Made with, you know, balsa wood.
Batter with the kids. It was called Batter.
Batter?
Yeah. Mm. It starred Brandon Quinton Adams, who was also in The Mighty Ducks Sandlot. All right. It also had Marissa Tancherone. I can't spell his last name. She is married to Jed...
Clampett?
No. Whedon. Jed Whedon. I think
Josh Whedon's
brother. And so she's the person, one of the people who's in charge of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff. And Dr. Horrible. She was a dancer in it.
Whoa.
As was Nikki Cox was a dancer in it. A little Nikki Cox. Nikki Cox from that horrible TV show on the CW with the talking bunny rabbit.
I know you're talking. Yes. It's like happily, unhappily ever after, something like that. Yes.
She was in that.
Wow,
that was one of those. It's midnight. All right, I'll keep watching.
It was sort of like Married with Children, but
tried
like
to be Married with Children.
10 years later,
it was very strange. To a talking rabbit in the basement.
Yep.
Anyway,
and that talking rabbit then married Nikki Cox, I think, at one point.
Oh wow,
you're right.
Yeah.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Wow.
So it was a real career launcher.
Yeah.
This video.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that was Batter. That was the little kids and stuff.
And then there were more Bad.
So it's kind of interesting because Michael Jackson had already kind of come up with a parody of his own video. And then Weird Al was like, can I parody your video? And Michael Jackson's
I'm parodying it too.
Let's make it actually funny.
Yay, and let Weird Al do it. Yay, let's go parody.
See, this is like, this goes back to, you know, every interview you hear with people who actually knew Michael Jackson say he had a sense of humor. He's a fun guy. Like These are not the things people talk about in the news. They don't talk about like, hey, he was cool enough to let Al parody two of his videos and his songs with go for it.
Full support.
Have this theory, and this is the thing that I was teasing.
Uh-oh.
I have this theory that Weird Al would not be Weird Al if it weren't for Michael Jackson's Arrested Development. You know, like,
Michael Jackson
clearly
has
he was on
Arrested Development.
No. He clearly had some kind of like I don't know a lot, but I know Pan, enough to know there's a Peter Panny sort of like never actually got out of childhood thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that if he if he had been
more of an adult,
yes,
he would have said no.
He would, might no,
have
I said think you're no. Right.
You're and totally
there's a
right.
chance that Weird Al does not exist.
Wow.
If he had been a little bit more
of an Yankovic, of his career. Accountant, yeah. Or architect. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm sure you would like to think, well, I venture to guess that people in his, you know, his management are like, don't let him do. Don't let him do
it. Yeah, exactly.
Keep it. And he's like, no, it's funny. I want it to go, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you're totally right, yeah.
So there's clearly, Michael. Don't want to get into Michael Jackson too much, but clearly something was going on with him. But it's interesting to sort of draw that line and go,
right?
I think if he had been more of an adult, this wouldn't have happened. Now, I can't necessarily guarantee that Weird Al doesn't become Weird Al.
He would, but he was already Weird Al at the time. It was just, you know, it was just
but
second album.
But Eat It opened up a lot of doors, yes. And we're even going to talk about in a couple of songs,
yeah.
How the decision for Michael Jackson to let Weird Al do Eat It opened up another song on that same album.
Yep.
And so that opens up a whole bunch of other doors, yeah. And I think not getting the approval of Michael Jackson. Delays the
it gave him cred.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if Michael Jackson gave this guy permission, who am I to not?
I think you're right. It set this precedent for people to be like, well, okay.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot harder for Weird Al to be weird.
Yes.
If he hadn't right off the bat gotten the Michael Jackson.
This definitely launched him for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
and then the second one, like we said, the second one then creates the return of Al, the first return of
after
Al.
The
he's like John Travolta. We've talked about
this. Yeah, he keeps coming back. After the down, like
polka.
Except Weird Al keeps coming back better.
Yes. Yeah, this is the first one. Like, oh, he's back. He you know, somehow survived that tragedy of a subpar album.
I'm going to argue Pulp Fiction was better than Look Who's Talking, but, you know, that's
okay,
that's
agreed.
Slightly.
I do like Look Who's Talking.
Just as a technical. Yeah, we have plenty of time to talk about stuff. So
it was great. It was just Michael Jackson video for Bad was so revolutionary. Such a great video. Everyone knew that video. And when Weird Al came out with Fat, I remember them building up to this premiere vividly. I remember being at home, like just counting down the hours. I was in front of that TV when this video premiered, just like bouncing up and down with excitement. Like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my. When it came on, I was like in front. I was basically hugging my TV watching that. Like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Did you know enough to watch Bad before it?
Oh, I didn't watch it for that reason. The video was huge. You couldn't avoid it.
Yeah,
okay, I had seen Bad probably 75 to 100 times before because it was on constant rotation on MTV, and I watched MTV all the time.
Clearly.
I lived MTV.
I didn't get that opportunity.
So I knew every little reference that Weird Al was hitting. Like, it was brilliant.
And well, let's move to the video. Let's talk about this video.
Yes, please.
This has got to be maybe his best parody video ever.
It's darn near,
but I think
top. Yeah,
but and a lot of that has to do with, like we were talking about,
Michael Jackson
watching Michael Jackson's Bad video.
Yeah.
There are sound effects.
Yes,
there are things in Michael Jackson's video
that don't really belong
that
there.
Don't ever that feel more like they make sense when you watch Weird Al's video and go, oh, he was setting something up for Weird Al.
Yeah. No, and Al is clued into all those nuances too.
Everything.
That I mean, he takes those little nuances and pulls them forward.
Yes.
You're like, oh yeah, that was hilarious.
Yes. Every little tick, every look, every sound effect, every move of that video was analyzed and parodied. It was the greatest work of parody I've ever seen.
Yeah. And it worked so well. It's like one of those things where you start down one thing and things just start making sense.
Yeah.
There's this random part of the Bad video where Michael Jackson jumps over a guy, like a leapfrog kind of thing. And you're like, that makes no sense in that video. But when Al does it and he's huge and he lands on the guy and smushes him, it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
And you're like, why did Jackson do that?
They're going through the turnstiles and jumping on the turnstile. They can't jump over. They're trying to go through them. They have to climb over them because they can't fit through them.
What I just appreciated, because I just watched a little bit of that, is the costumes were exactly the same as well. Like, I mean, just the attention to detail. I mean, I'm sure you guys have talked about in other songs and how great, well, we all know how great the band is.
Yeah.
And like how it sounds like the song. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're hitting everything. Yeah. They know people are listening to this, and they know that we know
yeah.
what is happening. Yeah. So, I mean,
their quality all that is at a different level.
Yeah, absolutely. But even in the videos as well, not just with the music.
Yeah, yeah. You've got the guy with the Japanese headband yes. kind yeah. of thing going. And they did that in the Michael Jackson's parody. He's yeah. got he even has a kid with like fake stubble
yeah.
in his little parody video
oh, because Jackson, of yeah. that.
Yeah. yeah. So it starts funny. Off, and some people might not know this.
I love
but
the beginning.
There is like a 15 or 16 minute cut
uh-huh.
of Bad.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's actually sort of like Thriller. It's sort of a mini movie that yeah. Michael Jackson was trying to be artistic.
Yep.
And so he's got this thing. And in that, Michael Jackson's there and these guys are roughing him up and saying, hey, you're not bad anymore because yeah. you're going to college uh-huh. or something. And
that sissy school of
yours. Sissy school. Yeah. It says that.
Uh-huh.
And so like that is what Al's parodying at the uh-huh. beginning of this. And yep. and if you haven't seen the full version
of
it's totally weird.
Yeah.
That you have this thing. But it's great because that not only that, it's the Fat Boys mm-hmm. who were rappers back in
oh
the
my
80s.
Gosh, I love the Fat
and
Boys.
So like having the them in this video, yeah, yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. I love the like I think I got a ho-ho somewhere.
Yo,
like,
yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Yeah, yeah, yo. Yeah. They play
I think
all
we
of
must
concerts.
Have said, I bet we said that 1,000 times.
In Weird Al concerts?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
Just
in general,
amongst
yeah.
ourselves.
Yeah, me too.
Yo, man. Ages 14 through 30. Yeah. Okay, I still hasn't stopped yeah. making that rep.
I like the he pulls out the like slice of pizza yeah. and just sort of tries to hand
Here,
it to him.
Eat something, man.
I like that.
Oh, I love it. So good.
Eat it. It's good for you.
I don't want it, man. I don't want it.
Yeah. Then they move on and
so good,
and yeah. Al gets his dancers. Well, first Al balloons up, yeah. right?
Great special effects for the time.
And amazing. It goes to color too. Uh-huh. That's a very yes. important thing is yes. because that was the artistic part of uh-huh. it was all black and white in the subway, which yep. obviously kind of lends to that black and whiteness, yeah. but then yeah. you know, and then dun, dun, you know, dun, dun. He gets bad and it turns.
Yeah. yeah. Color. And honestly, if you compare the two videos, Bad is a lot darker.
Yeah,
in agreed, terms of like yeah. like color. Light tones
yeah.
and stuff,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And Al kind of brightens it up a little sure. bit, which makes sense, you know, bring out the colors a little bit more.
Yeah, when did this turn into a black comedy? Oh man, yeah, yeah, it's really yeah. dark. Song.
Yeah. It's a noir. Yeah. yeah,
is it a parody?
Probably a good idea. Making no one anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He meets some people, some of his dancers. One guy was a pizza delivery uh-huh. guy
yeah,
who
was
delivering pizza to the casting office.
Like, hey, like, you look at the part.
You can be in this video, and he's in it.
You're probably like, why? Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, I have something. You got in the set. Like,
oh. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Another one, Lou B. Washington, mm-hmm. who is the cameraman
uh-huh.
from UHF.
Oh, yep. yeah, yeah.
Is
oh,
also
absolutely.
In this
Absolutely. Yep, yep.
And this video predates UHF by just a little bit.
Yeah, about a year.
So that would, you know, we see where these people come from. Yeah. And Al's, you know, once you're in with Al, you usually get used a couple of times, you know, good stuff.
You get used a couple of times.
Tossed away in the gutter.
Al, you used me.
Yes.
But I still love his album.
Oh, another thing about Jackson's original video was directed by Scorsese.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Martin Scorsese.
Yes. 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 He sprung from Martin, not Nelson.
Not Nelson Scorsese. You don't want his videos.
So one of the first things that happens to Al is he swells up. Okay. Yep. And so the guy he got to do that was Kevin Yagher. Yagher. Uh-huh. He was the one who did the fat makeup, and they even had to put like plastic, like bladders
yeah,
underneath,
yeah, yeah.
so that way, so you could actually physically blow him up yeah. on camera, and like to realize that they did that with practical effects
yeah.
this day and age is like amazing
because yeah.
now never would even touch it. You know, we've yeah. seen Weird Al's Lady Gaga video,
yeah,
you know,
CG.
Like that was all CG, oh, yeah. obviously, you know,
yeah.
But to do this. Like,
it was so good.
It's so awesome. Al worked with Kevin when he was the Cabbage Man in 1987's Amazing Story episode, Miss Stardust.
I remember that one.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's directed by Steven Spielberg yep. or produced by it or something. And he was Cabbage Man. And so that guy who did the prosthetics for him for that came back and did this video
that's
for
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's all one big.
It is.
All,
man. It is. Wait, well, man. Al, like we said, Al takes names and is like, yeah. yep, I know when I'm going to use
yep.
you.
You're going to be useful
using
later in life.
All over the
it's
place.
Like Kevin Smith. They yep. just keep coming back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The video to put all that stuff on, it was a good 3 or 4 hours. And yeah. so once he was in it for the whole time.
Right.
Sure. A lot of people get confused and they're like, well, then how does he do it in the concerts? Different costumes.
Yep.
And in fact, the face part of his costume is actually held on by his glasses.
Yeah.
And so after he got LASIK, he then had to put glasses onto the costume to make it stay, because it keeps the face in.
Yep.
And I've seen him in shows where it actually started to come off.
Yes, it's a little bit. It doesn't hold up close view.
Well, no. He's got short, it's a video, and then he's got short change time.
Just has to throw it on.
It's the difference between 4 hours and 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
right. Yeah, you're
just
watching.
Just throws it on. Yeah. Right. It works good on stage, but if you get it up close, it looks pretty awful.
Yeah.
But it's quick little suit with a hula hoop in the middle he just throws on. You can tell it's right. There's no substance on his upper chest or his legs. It's just a couple hoops he just throws on real quick. It's like a animated costume. It works for a quick
video.
But the man can sell it.
Oh, what are your favorite bits from the video? Like I like the subtle stuff like we're talking about. Yeah. Like him, like when he does that thing and he catches up and then he leans against the pillar and the pillar bends, falls. Yeah. Bends a little bit. Uh-huh. You're like, that's so
yes.
1 second of genius. Mm-hmm. And it's brilliant,
Mine is I think you mentioned this earlier. I'm gonna probably steal yours. The ho bit.
Ho,
and he brings over a ho. It's like, it's so stupid. I love it.
Yep. And that part also, it's weird if you go back into the bad video.
Yeah,
there are a lot of parts of that song where they're just saying ho for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's referring to.
But it doesn't make any sense.
He was setting up Weird Al. He was like, I'm going to set this up for you. I'm telling you, they planned this. Michael Jackson recorded this video for Weird Al to parody. That's my theory.
I can't.
Prove me wrong.
I can't.
You
watch,
ask Michael.
I can't watch bad without going, none of this makes any sense.
Well, he didn't answer. Matt didn't answer.
Oh, well, no, I know. No,
you skipped ahead of him.
I have complete faith. He had complete faith.
Oh, no. We're coming back. There's a lot more bits in the video.
Okay, so, I'm sorry. I just thought you go.
Oh no! Well, my do you want to leave some suspense for my favorite parts of the video?
No.
Okay.
No. Let's talk about video.
No.
Because we get derailed, we start going off the rails. Let him talk for a second.
Two jumped out of me as I just rewatched it like a little bit ago. Was of course his face at the beginning? It's so close to Michael's when he makes that weird bug-eyed face. You ain't nothing.
I love that.
I also love the spinny camera thing.
Yes.
Which was kind of a new camera shot at that point, which is now just kind of in sort of everything. But then you see Al's feet go up in the air and he's spinning around and he looks more and more terrified the faster it goes.
Yes, I love that.
Such a great bit.
See, to me, that doesn't go quite fast enough.
You think you should go breakneck speed?
Well, no, just it needs to be just like a little bit fast enough that his feet would actually come up.
Because
it doesn't feel like he's doing that.
Yeah, I can see that's very technical.
But that's me just being picky because the video is so amazing to have to pick it up.
Right.
Just all the things like you said, part of the whole thing is trying to catch up and then the video just has to come back and then just like, all the
pinwheels when the fan's on.
Yeah. Pulls it out of
it. That's such a great.
So many things.
Because the bad video has wind for some reason. They all kind of get blown around.
No, same thing.
Weird Al, all the garbage is flowing by him. It's
Jackson does the same thing. Yeah. He pulls the thing off the wall for no apparent reason.
Right?
It's a big moment, too.
Yeah.
And the grate's going to really keep the wind inside. It's a grate. It's not like a solid cover.
It's not a cork.
But in the video, he pulls a grate off, and all of a sudden, the wind quadruples in intensity.
Scorsese is like, you know what, Mike? I'm really on a wind kick right now. If we could just pull this grate off, what do you think?
Oh, and it's like
a hurricane being held back.
I could see, I don't know, a model doing it, a female model doing it and being now it looks sexy.
Her hair blowing in the wind.
But it doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Cindy Crawford, that's the name
I was
looking
for
there.
Yeah.
She's 80s, right?
She's a little younger than that.
I don't know. I still think she's 2000s, but
She keeps coming back just like John
Travolta.
She's
in that Pepsi video. Yeah, they use the old footage.
Yeah.
Hi, Cindy.
So is Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He's in that too. That's right.
Yeah. I don't think we could talk about all the bits in the video.
Oh, it's just too much. So many of them. The video is jam packed and it's just every single thing you want. Like the snap. Whoosh, 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 when he looks at his hands, bink, all the sounds it's making.
Oh, the mouse trap.
Oh my god! Every bit of this video is just like I said the same thing for the Eat It video.
Yeah.
Every second of this video is just like perfect. It just he just gets the right like joke. It is joke per minute. This one has more.
I feel like Fat is better than more, Eat It because
it's jam packed. Yeah. But like it's every scene has a joke in it in Fat. I mean, in Eat It.
Yeah.
This one has like two or three in every bit.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just I feel every like scene has its... Yeah. There's no scenes that are wasted. It's a joke in every camera angle, every scene. There's something that you need to watch in every bit of both of his videos for Michael Jackson.
This is one of those things that like I've talked about with my pals who are also Al fans is like the videos are the icing on the cake. The song is amazing anyway. Yeah, yeah. You listen to the album. It's a great song. It's really funny. The video almost outshines the lyrics, but in the most wonderful way. But it's like... Oh, you've heard the song, but if somebody you know, I'm sure you know people casually like, oh yeah, Weird Al, I used to listen to them when I was 10.
Yeah.
All right, well, you've missed out. But
yes.
They're like, well, I love that song. Have you seen the video? Oh, you got to see the video. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's one of those things where they go together.
Well, and honestly, this one, they go together, but you can also separate them, I think, a little
bit. Right, that's what I mean.
Whereas, like now, I feel like his videos are a little too needed for the songs. There's been a couple of new videos where I feel like... Like there's like a part foil. In crime.
Like in Foil. I was just going to say in Foil.
The end of Foil you don't get if you're listening to the song.
You know what? It's absolutely true. I did not until Patton comes out and does his thing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's
and
true.
And then there's also Word Crimes. You would not use it in this way.
Yes.
There's no visual there, so you don't know what it's measuring. So I'd like this. Al also was like, I heard the lyrics. I knew I was going to parody. I saw the video, and he knew how to write the entire thing. It just all came together for him. Fun little thing. There almost was a sequel to this video, this song.
Almost.
By Weird Al. He did Fatter. He actually played it a couple of times in some melodies and medleys in early concerts, which is a reference to Shattered by the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yep. Which he then later used Shattered in the Hot Rocks.
Do you know when he was using those?
Before UHF soundtrack.
Before, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then that was before I saw. I mean, I've heard like Chicken Pot Pie and stuff like that, but I never heard that one.
And it's not a full one. It's just sort of worked out a little bit. But So there was almost there's a lot of weird almost third parts. You know, there's almost the third part to this sequence.
I thought you were gonna say Snack All Night, but yeah.
Yeah, but then there's also the third Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then became the third comeback of Weird Al.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that when we get to all that stuff.
Yep.
Real quick, favorite lyrics.
Oh, you go first. Do you have yours, Matt?
Oh,
Charlie.
It's
I need to think for a second.
It's almost when I sit around the house, I really sit around the house. Yeah. Most I like it because it's sort of buried a little bit, and also I really like puns.
Yeah.
So it.
I like when you're only having seconds, I'm having 23rds.
Took mine. I should have gone first.
I mean, it would be nice if it was 27ths.
Yeah. But, when you rhyme, Oh. Oh, now I need to look at... You took mine. I need to think real quick.
Do you need another number one? You want to go with... My shadow weighs 42 pounds?
Yeah.
Do you want to just stick with the number one?
The number one? Oh, man. Hold on. All right, fine. I guess I will go with... My shadow weighs 42 pounds. Let me tell you once again, who's fat?
Who's fat?
Yeah.
I like it. Cool. When he performs this, another performance thing that he does, the whole thing has changed.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yes.
Because he's brought Santa in now.
Yes.
And
sometimes Santa himself has a hoe.
Yes.
But sometimes he doesn't. Like, it's a fun little extra.
They have a battle. Yeah.
Last time I saw him in, it was in Virginia, people were doing, where he jumped on the stage, and then people in the audience were doing it.
The band would bounce. Then the audience started, I love that.
All of us in the know.
Yes.
We're bouncing. That was so fantastic. Yes,
I love that.
That's awesome.
I want to say he has gone from this into the night Santa went crazy, but I could be wrong.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe just mixing things up. Yeah. I know when Santa comes
out. It does seem appropriate.
When Santa comes out, he goes, oh. And Santa comes out and they have a battle usually. So, I could be just mixing things up. I've seen Weird Al too many times. Anyways.
Ratings. How many hoes?
How many hoes?
Are we rating We talked mostly about the video. Are we rating the song or the video or both?
Everything, kind of.
It all, put them together. It all goes into the rating.
Put them together
technically,
one
cake. It's the song,
it
but
the song.
Video can,
the video can
feed
into it.
I was going to say, they can exist separately,
they
but
can.
I think we've shown here that they sure go together.
Yeah, yes, they do.
This
they
one,
do.
You need to see this video. This video elevates. It is perfection.
You need to see this video, and then you need to go back and watch Bad.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And you have to be like, why is Michael Jackson doing that?
Watch Bad first.
Okay, there you go.
Bad first. Yeah. Oh, it's so good, and like I don't want to give it a 5 just because I have others that I like better. But I don't know why not to. But
that's a good question.
It's so good, but it's not one of my very favorites. You know what I mean?
It's old, like for me, like I've heard it. You know what
right?
I mean? Like, and I think,
but
that
thinking
might
back,
be, like, that might be the thing that changes for me. Is some of the ones I really want to give 5s to are still relatively new, whereas
true.
This is such a classic.
Yes.
It's probably the one I've heard the most.
Right?
I think, though, don't discriminate because it is
no,
older.
No, I know.
You know,
no.
Like, keep your, you know.
That's I'm trying.
I think I got to give it a 5.
I'm going to go 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm also going to go with a 5, only because, I think, even though, you're right, it is old and I've heard it a million times, that effect, it's still there. It's amazing.
And honestly, we've gone back to some old ones and re-listened to them and we're like, no, this is actually
better than I thought.
This is better than I thought. He actually has a good lyrics. Now, maybe the song isn't great, but like the lyrics were better than I remembered them.
Yeah, it happened quite a few times. Yeah.
So can you be on our next episode?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Excellent.
So we'll talk to you a little bit more then. We'll also talk to you about how much you like Weird Al and sort of your history.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to us about what Weird Al songs you like or your history with Weird Al, you can call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. Or just look at We're All Yankovics on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. Lots of fun on Facebook. So check
indeed.
That out.
Indeed.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you later.
Bye-bye. And the whole